All right, Rabbosai, good morning. Let's begin. Beautiful daf ahead of us today. Today's daf is Kuf Lamed Bey, is 132. We are picking up on 131b. Kuf Lamed Aleph Amud Beis. We are picking up three lines up from the bottom. Ula Hava Yahiv Matanta. We'll say our shiurim this month are dedicated by Paul and Kathy Pollack, Talmud Torah sponsor for the month of Nisan. We appreciate their sponsorship. Tremendous yashikah. So we'll say with that, let's begin. So Ula Havi Yosef Matanta Lekohanta. This is amazing. Ula used to give his matanos. Remember again, we're speaking specifically about the matanos of the Zroa, the Lechayim, and the Keva. Right? The foreleg, the jaw, and the stomach. Ula used to give it to female Kohanim. Kohanta, Bas Kohen, right? Daughter of Kohanim. So the Gemara says, we'll say now, the chiddush over here is, look at Rashi, look Kohanes, Bas Kohen, Afilu Eisha Sisra. The Chavon Dikdusha Lesluhu, the Einan Asrun Lazarin, Hari Muteres Poin, Velo Dami Latruma. So we'll say, listen to this. So Ula used to give these Kohanic portions. Now remember, we're specifically talking about the Zroa, the Lechayayim, and the Keva. Not things like Truma. Dafka these items, why? Because these items do not have inherent Kiddusha. They are apportioned to the Kohen, but they do not have inherent Kiddusha. So therefore, I will say, Ula used to give it ultimately, again, even to a Bas Kohen, what we call a Kohenta. A female Kohen, Kohenes, a Kohenes, Bas Kohen, incredible. Eis ve Rabba li Ula, so I already discussed it to Ula, Minchas Kohenes Neachales, Minchas Kohen, Eino Neachales, we will say the halacha is that the Mincha of a Bas Kohen is consumed. The mincha of a Kohen is not consumed, rather is totally burnt. So we'll say, remember again, under normal circumstances, when you bring a Karma Mincha, there is a Kamitza that is burnt, the rest is consumed by the Kohen, with the exception of a Kohen's own offering. When a Kohen brings a Mincha, the entire Mincha is burnt on the Mizbeach. So the Gemara says over here, a Minchas Kohenes, right, the Mincha of a Bas Kohen, ultimately, again, is... Mincha Bas Kohen is consumed. Mincha Kohen ultimately again is burnt on the Mizbeach. So what do you see from here? The Amrit Kohen Vafilo Kohenes Vahokse Vachom Mincha. So the Gemara says, V'i Amrit Kohen Vafilo Kohenes. So but one second, you just said that a Kohenes, a Bas Kohen, should be treated just like a Kohen. So if that's the case, then Halacha Lamaisa, her Mincha should be burned as well. To which the Gemara says, Vahokse V'chol minchas kohen kaliotia lo sochal, but yet the pasuk says any mincha of a kohen. So what do you see from here? It's clear that the halacha of burning the mincha applies to the mincha of a kohen and not a kohenes. Amarle, he said to him, Rebbe, mitunach. Rebbe, you can answer this question. Literally, mitunach means from your package, right? From your load. You could answer this question yourself. Aaron ubanav ksubin beparsha. By the mincha, by the karma mincha itself, it dafka says Aaron ubanav. So there, halacha lemaisa, it explicitly says Aaron ubanav, which tells me that the halacha is concerning the mincha of a kohen. Dafka applied to Aaron and his sons, and not to a kohenes. But when it comes to the matanos, it is quite possible that you can give the zroa, the keva, and the lechayayim ultimately to a bas kohen as well. The Rabbi Shmuel Tana kohen v'lo kohenes. The pasuk says kohen. I suppose say this is by the mincha. The pasuk says zayyeh mishpat akon meisa am meizov chayasavach imashar zro lechayam v'keva. I suppose say this is by the matnos kuhuna. So the pasuk dafka says kohen, and it's a dafka kohen who gets the zroa de lechayayim and the keva, and not a kohenes v'yilmod sosum min hamafurash. And ultimately, again, we shall learn that which is hidden from that which is stated, which means what? I suppose if you look at Rashi mafurash. Kohen stam dechsev gabi matanos, mi mefurash ibn Aaron dechsev gabi mincha, demal alon kohen v'lo kohenes, the Aaron abon of ksuvin, afhacha kohen v'lo kohenes. We'll say, Tiberi Rabbi Shmuel disagrees with Ula, and says that no, halacha lemaisa, the matanos dafka are given to kohanim, and not to a kohenes, because the pasuk says kohen v'lo kohenes, and we learn out, even though kohen over here is undefined, we learn out this kohen from Aaron ubanov, to teach me that just as Aaron Obanov refers dafka to Mel Kohanim, so too by the Matanos, it is dafka to Mel Kohanim. Debe Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov Tana. Kohen vafilo kohenes. We'll say Debe Rabbi Eliezer agrees with Ula that it's dafka, that it's a kohen vafilo kohenes. Right? Halacha lemaisa. you can give the matanos to a kohen and to a kohenes. Having miut achar miut, because we're both saying these psukim, he understands it to be a limiting phrase after a limiting phrase. Ve'in miut achar miut elo l'rabos. Rav Kahana ochol b'shvil ishto. So let's say this is amazing. So apparently, Rav Kahana was Yisrael, and he married a bas kohen. So halacha l'maaseh, he used to eat the zroa, the lechayayim, and the keva as a result of his wife. He paskin that halacha l'maaseh, a kohenes is entitled to these portions as well, and therefore halacha l'maaseh would go ahead and eat it as a result of his wife. So the Gemara goes weiter. So Amravina, Amrli Mereimar. So Ravina said, Mereimar said to me, Hilchasa kavase durav, Vilchasa kavase durav chista, Vilchasa kavase duula, Vilchasa kavase durav adabar ava. Supposed to listen to this. So before we get into that, so Hilchasa kavase durav. Supposed to say that already. Again, remember we had in yesterday's daf that halacha lemaisa we do not take the zroa, the chayayim, and the keva from a levi. That was Rav, right? Hilchasa kavase de Rav chista. That was also yesterday's daf. That's what? Actually, that was Shabbos' daf. That halacha l'maaseh, if you are mazik, right? If you damage or you eat matnos kahuna, specifically zera l'chaim and keva, there is no obligation of restitution. V'hilchosa kavase du'ula. And the halacha follows ula, namely, that a bas kohen, even if she's married to a Yisrael, is entitled to eat zera l'chayayim and keva. V'hilchosa kavase drav adabar ava. And the halacha follows of Adabar Ava. I will say, what did Rav Adabar Ava say? Levia sheyolda bina potter mechamish shlam. I will say, a bas levi is also potter from pidyon aben. Not only is a bas kohen potter from pidyon aben, excuse me, a son born to a bas kohen, even if she's married to a Yisrael potter from pidyon aben, but even a bas levi who is married to a Yisrael and has a son, that child is also potter from pidyon haben. So we'll say a lot of halacha. The Rashi in Hilchasa Kavasi Drabat Debar Ava. If you look at Rashi, the potter nami bina shalavi mi pidyon haben shalavi. This not quite of a levi. Terrifying. So Rashi goes on with that limud. So I'll say, so incredible. It's not often that you find a gemara like that, where again halacha follows Rav, halacha follows Rav Chista, halacha follows Ula, halacha follows Rav Adabar Ava. Such decisive and definitive gemara like that. Incredible. Tan Rabbanan. So we'll say, first of all, I'll just tell you, this is actually quite amazing. So how do we paskin like this? In other words, because this is actually an interesting halacha. Is this true that the matnos kahuna even go to a bas kohen if she is married to a Yisrael? So we'll say, so the Shulchan Aruch in Yerodeya, Simin, Samech Aleph Sif Ches, writes as follows. Nosnim Osim, we'll say, this is talking about the Zroa, Lechayayim in the cave. Remember again, we'll say, when we normally talk about Matnos Kuna is a catch-all phrase for all Kohanic portions. But remember, as it's become abundantly clear, not all Kohanic portions are treated equally. For example, Truma is sacred. We're not talking about Truma or anything like Truma over here. This is Dafka. I shecht an animal. There's an obligation for me to give portions of that animal to the Kohen. The jaw, the foreleg, and the stomach. Those items clearly do not possess the same level of sanctity. They're Kohanic property, but they do not possess sanctity. We know that already because we just paskin that halacha l'maaseh, if I eat it, what's the halacha? What's the halacha? I'm not obligated to make restitution. So obviously it's different. So we'll say, Shulchan Aruch paskins, nosnim osam l'kohenes, afilu hi nisuna l'Yisrael. Incredible. The halacha is, you can give zroa l'chayayim and the keva to a bas kohen who is married to a Yisrael. V'anostum l'bay l'Yisrael, kiyei mitzvah nesina. And I will say, if you give it to her husband, you have fulfilled the mitzvah of giving the portions to a kohen. V'chol shekin shabay l'Yisrael patam in amatana. I suppose it's actually very interesting. So halacha l'maisa, this is how the Shulchan Aruch paskins, you can give zroa l'chayayim and the keva to a bas kohen who is married to Yisrael. Not only that, you can lechatchila give it to her husband, and you have fulfilled the mitzvah. Not only that, her husband is potter from these matnos kahuna, which is very interesting, right? Her husband is potter, because ultimately, again, technically speaking, because his wife is going to partake of the animal, she's entitled to these matanos also. Therefore, he's potter from separating these matanos. Pretty incredible. Tan Rabbanan. Let's go weiter. Hazra v'lachayam v'akiva, noagim b'kelayim u'bekoy. So we'll say now the Braisa writes as follows. The Zroa, the Lechayayim, and the Keva. This portion applies to kilayim. So we'll say kilayim is a crossbreed, great crossbreeding of animals. Ubekai. It also ends with the animal called the kai. We discussed the kai extensively before. The kai is some type of cross between the deer and the goat sheep family. So the Master Rabbi Elazar Omer kilayim haba mina ezo mina rachel. So Rabbi Elazar says like this: if you have kilayim that comes from a goat and the sheep, chayiv matanos, then that indeed is chayiv matanos. Because we also say even though a goat and a sheep ultimately, again, it's considered to be crossbreeding, they're still within the same general species, and therefore halacha l'maisa will be chayiv in matanos. However, minat hayishu minat tzvia, but if something comes from a goat or a ram and a deer, pacha mina matanos. We'll say that's the kai. He paskins that is pater from matanos. So michti, let's analyze this. Kaimalon dila inyan kise hadam umatanos. So also when it comes to kisei hadam and matanos, because remember again, that's where this discussion came up originally about the kai. Because remember again, the mitzvah of kisei hadam is dafka on chayos and ofos, not on behemos. So remember again, we discussed, what about the kai? So now comes along, the Gemara says as follows. D'le'inyan kisei hadam matanos. When it comes to kisei hadam and matanos, so remember again, the case that we dealt with was with a situation with the tzvi that mates with the tayish, the tzvi that, right, the deer that mates with the goat. And I will say both from Rabbi Eliezer and the Rabbanon, we are mesupak, ichoshishin lezera ha'av, i'in choshishin. Are we choshesh for paternity? And therefore, again, ultimately, this would have the din of a chaya or not. And if it has the din of a chaya, we subject to kisei adam. U'beseh v'afilu miktas seh kamiflagi. And I will say, ultimately, again, the shayla is, does partial seh identity play a role or not? Mar sofer seh v'afilu miktas seh. So one opinion holds that even if there's a partial se identity that creates a se identity, umar savar se, vafilu miktas se, lo aminon. And it was the other opinion said that a partial se identity does not make a difference for the animal. So bishlama Rabbi Eliezer de Potter, kas savar se, velo miktas se. So Rabbi Eliezer, who says that you're Potter, he also will say that what? That se, velo miktas se. That in order to be a se, ultimately, again, it's required to be a se in its entirety. And not a partial seh. Ela l'rabbanon, nihinami dekasarvi seh v'afilu miktas seh, palgo lishkol. So we'll say, so according to the Rabbanon, is saying that even miktas seh ultimately is dominant, or I should say is relevant. So lishkol, so palgo lishkol, let the kohen take only part of the matanos, the idach palga lemale, and for the other half, i.e. the other half of the animal that's not seh, I see raya. Let him say to him, I see Rayadin Choshishin Lazara Ha'av Shakal. So the owner could say to the coin, bring a raya, that ultimately, again, we're not Choshish Vezara Ha'av, and you could take your other half of the matanos. Amrafuna Barchia, my Chayiv Nami Dikamar. What does it mean when we say that you're Chayiv for such an animal like this in matanos? Chayiv Bechatzi Matanos. It means that Halacha Lameisa, you are Chayiv ultimately, again, for half of the matanos. Or as we'll say, at the most the coin could claim are half of the matanos, corresponding ultimately again to half of the animal which could be identified as seh. The other half, if he wanted to claim the matanos, he'd have to be able to prove definitively that ein choshishin lezera ha'av. That halacha l'maisa, we do not go ahead and look after paternity when determining the identity of the animal. Masiv Rabbi Zera, Rabbi Zera is the kasha, koi yesh bo drachim shavan lebehema. So also when it comes to a kai, there are ways in which a kai is like a behema. The yesh bo drachim shavan lechaya. And there are ways in which a kai is like a chaya. The yesh bo drachim shavan lechaya ula behema. And then there are other ways in which the kai is like a chaya and a behema. How so? Keitzad, chel bo aser, kichel behema. So we'll say on one hand, the chelav of a kai is aser, just like the chelav of a behema. Vidama chayiv lechasos, but you're obligated in kisei hadam kidama chayo, just like the blood of a chayo. So we'll say so again for chayla purposes like a behema, for kisei hadam purposes it's like a chayo. Drachim shavin lebehema ulachayo. So we'll say, what are ways in which it's comparable to both a behema and a chaya? Shedamo v'gido asurin ke behema v'chaya. That its blood and its gid hanosha will be asur both like a behema and a chaya. V'chayiv bizroa v'lechayayim v'hakeva. And ultimately, again, the kai is subject to the obligation, ultimately, of zroa l'chayayim and keva. Rabbi Eliezer poter. But Rabbi Eliezer ultimately says that you are chayiv. Excuse me, you are potter, I'm sorry. Vimisa, but I don't understand. If it's true what we just said before, then what? Chayiv, chatzi matonos mi boile. Ultimately, again, I will say you shouldn't be chayiv in complete matonos. At the end of the day, halacha l'maisa, the most you should be chayiv is half of the matonos, as we just said. To which the Gemara says, are you right? I did the tana chel bovadamo. You're right. In reality, I will say with the kai, the most ultimately, again, you'd be able to claim is what? Halacha l'maisa, half matanos. But since we're talking about the prohibition of blood and gid hanasha, where you can't say chatzi chatzi, right? Where the halacha is that blood in its entirety is aser. The gid hanasha in its entirety is aser. So to create a certain level of just textual symmetry, we also said that by the matanos, you chayiv the entire thing as well. To which the Gemara says, "Mishum hachi lo katani chatzi, ki aser Rabin Amar Rabbi Yochanan." When Rabin came along, he said to Rabbi Yochanan, "Koi l'rabanan chayiv bekulu matanos." So also Rabin comes along and he says, "Crank Rabbi Yochanan that a koi is chayiv completely in matanos." This sanya, where do we learn this from? Shar matamud lomar. So we'll say, remember again, the pasuk the Gemara is talking about over here is the pasuk by matanos. The pasuk reads, "V'zeyeh mishpat akonim me'isa ame'iz zovche azavach im shar im se v'nasan lakoin hazra v'lechayayim v'hakeva." Okay, pasuk explicitly says, you give the coin the zra, the foreleg, the lechayayim, the jaw, and the keva, the stomach. Now what the Gemara points out is as follows. The pasuk could have just said shar and se, but instead it says what? Im shar, im se. So what does that extra word come to teach us? So disanya shar, matamalomar imshar. What does that come to teach in imshar? Larabos es hakilayim. But say that comes to include that it's not just the shar that is subject to the halachos, ultimately again, of matanos, but rather again, even kilayim. Even if you have an animal that's a mixture, right? The mixed breed. It's also chayiv in matanos. Shar. So shar teaches me a shar. Im shar, there are extra word im, teaches me even kelayim. What about se? Pasuk just said se. Ma tamul lomar im se. The rabbos as hakoi. Rabbos say the im of se comes to teach me what? That a koi is subject to matanos as well. Rabbi Eliezer, hi, im lamali. So we'll say, what does Rabbi Eliezer, who says that a kai is not chayiv in matanos, ultimately again, what does he do with this phrase im, to which the Gemara says, mi boy lei l'chalik. Ultimately again, he uses it, halacha l'maisa, what l'chalik, to distinguish. I'm supposed to say, if you look at Rashi, l'chalik, it's about 8 lines up from before, it gets wide. L'chalik, di lo hava ksiv im, hava anina de'in l'chayiv matanos, ad she yishchot seh. Kamash balon im shuvose. If you look there, it changes in the gimel. Achi yishchot shar v'se. So it's actually very interesting. Without the word im, I might have thought that the only time you're chayv in matanos is when, is if you shecht a shar and a se. The word im comes to be lachalik. The word im comes to distinguish, to teach you that halacha l'maisa, whether you shecht a shar or a se, you are chayv in matanos. V'rabban lachalik milalu. Where did the Rabbanan learn this idea of chiluk? Right? Where did they learn to distinguish that it doesn't have to be a shor and a seh, but it's a shor or a seh? To which the Gemara says, "Mralu nafkaluhu me'ais zovche hazevach." So we'll say they learn it out ultimately again from the phrase "me'ais sa'am me'ais zovche hazevach." So we'll say zovche hazevach is singular. Those who right slaughter the zevach. So because it's singular, it teaches me that what? Even if I shecht one animal, I'm going to be chayiv in matanos. Rabbi Eliezer, hay me'ez zovche hazevach my avidle. What does Rabbi Eliezer do with this phrase, zovche hazevach? To which the Gemara says, mi boile l'chidu Rava. He requires it ultimately again for Rava. What does Rava say? Da'am Rava, hadin im ha'tabach. So what's that? Very interesting. Halacha Lamaisa, he teaches it, Zolche Ezevet to teach me, the Rabbo say, if a Kohen has a claim for his Matanos, ultimately, again, who is the claim against? The claim is against the butcher. The Tabach, look at Rashi, Hadinim HaTabach, Dino shall coin litba min atavach hamatanos, va'afapi she'in ha'behemu shal tabach el mishal achir. So that's very interesting. So Rabbi Eliezer understands, me'is zolke ha'zevach, teaches me that halacha l'maisa, the claim for the matanos comes against the butcher. Even though the butcher is not necessarily the owner of the animal, nevertheless, halacha l'maisa, when the coin, so to speak, has a claim for his matanos, it is me'is zolke ha'zevach, from the one who is slaughtering the animal. Good. We'll say with that, let's begin in the Mishnah. So we're on Kuf Lamed Beis Amud Aleph 132a, the Mishnah at the bottom, right by the wide line. So we'll say, so it turns out that halacha lamaisa, there's a machlokas whether or not there is a din of matanos by a kai. Everyone seems to agree that halacha lamaisa by a crossbred animal, there is a din of matanos. Whether or not there's a din of matanos seems to be a fundamental machlokas. We do agree that the im comes to teach me that halacha lamaisa, you don't have to shecht a shar and a seh. Rather, halacha lamaisa, again, only one of them. And furthermore, me'ez zov chezeva teaches me that if the kohen has a claim for his zroa lechayayim and kiva, the claim is against the butcher. Interesting. Says the Mishnah. Bechor shenis ariv b'mea. What's an interesting case? If you have a bechor animal, now remember again, bechor is the firstborn animal. Who gets the firstborn animal? The Kohen. Nebosane, interestingly enough, because a Kohen gets the firstborn animal, therefore what? Therefore there is no din of matanos on that animal. Very important halakha. So you don't have to separate out, the Yisrael doesn't separate out Zerua L'chaya Mekeva, which makes, it's logical, because what am I doing with a Bechor animal? What am I doing with it? I'm giving it away. Right? Remember again, Zerua L'chaya Mekeva is then I'm shechting the animal for my own use. I give this portion to the Kohen. So by a Bechor, I'm giving the animal in its entirety to a Kohen. So you're going to see, that's why this case at first glance won't even make so much sense. You're going to see the Gemara is going to have to define what it is. But listen, let's at least read it. Bechor shenis ar b'meya. I have a Bechor animal that got mixed up with another 100 animals. Really what it means is a Bechor animal that got mixed up with another 99 animals. There are 100 animals in the mixture here. Bechor shenis ar b'meya. Bizman shemeya shocht in eskulon. Right, bizman shemeya shocht in eskulon. So we'll say if there are 100 people who are shocked in animals. So in other words, 100 owners. Each owner owns an animal, right? And the animals get mixed up. One of those animals is a bechor. So what's the halacha, Rabosai? So you have 100 owners, each shechting their own animal. Sapochim es kulan. Ultimately, again, the halacha is all of the animals are exempt from matnos kuhuna, right? From zroa l'chayim mekeva. Why? Because each owner individually could claim that what? Mine is the bechor animal, right? Mine is the bechor. Remember again, in this case, as we're going to see, we'll set it up in the Gemara, the owners are all claiming, maybe my animal's the Bechor. My animal's the Bechor. Why? Because again, by claiming the Bechor, they're pater from matnos kuhuna. Now we'll discuss the parameters of that case in just a moment. Echad shochet es kulon, Rebbe say, halacha lemaisa, if it's one person shechting all 100, potrim lo echad. Ultimately, again, Rebbe say, the most you could do is exempt one of the animals from the matnos kuhuna. Okay, we'll define the parameters of this case in the Gemara. Hashochet l'koinu lo'ovid kochavim patim in the matanos. Also, we saw this halacha yesterday. If one shechts an animal, either for a kohen or for an ovid kochavim, you are pater from matnos kuhuna. Right? Obviously, a kohen is not obligated to separate out matnos kuhuna from his own animal. We established that yesterday. And an akum obviously is not chayiv in matnos kuhuna as well. So listen to this. And if one goes ahead and partners with a kohen, or for that matter with an akum, tzarech sheyirshum. Ultimately, again, you have to make some type of simen. Some type of simen in the animal so that people should know that this is not an animal which solely belongs to the Yisrael, rather an animal which is jointly owned by a kohen, and therefore pater from matano. So we'll say, so remember, it's very important to halacha. If you partner with a kohen, ultimately what? The halacha is, you are, that animal is pater from matanos. So all the Gemara Mishnah is saying over here is, if you do that, you have to make some type of simen in the animal so that onlookers, people will see that the reason you're not separating out matanos is because this is a joint ownership with a kohen. Vim amar chutz mina matanos, But ultimately, again, if the Kohen says, Rashi says, Vim Amar, Kohen li Yisran, Imokha lecha parazu, Chutz min amatano sheba, Parte yisom anatanos, if a Kohen says, I'm selling you this animal, with the exception of the matanos, ultimately, again, you are pater from matanos. We'll discuss what pater from matanos means. Amar, machar li b'nei me'el shapara. So we'll say, if I go over to the butcher, and I say to the butcher, once we saw this in yesterday's daf, sell me the insides of the para, v'hayu b'hen matanos, and include it in those insides, with zezra de lechayayim in the keva, nos nan l'kohen. Ultimately, again, when I get the insides, I give the portions to the Kohen. Ve'eino menakilo min adamim. The Bosei Halacha L'maisa, I cannot subtract anything off the purchase price from the butcher. Lachan hemenu b'mishkal. But if I bought the pieces of the animal, right, by weight, then what's the halacha? I separate out the matanos, nos on the Kohen, u'menakilo min adamim. And ultimately, again, I could subtract from the purchase price. So we'll say, again, we saw this in yesterday's daf. We're going to expand on it a bit more. Then halacha l'maaseh, if I tell the butcher, sell me the insides of the animal. I buy the insides as a whole. Then halacha is I give the matnos kuhuna, and I do not subtract anything off of the purchase price. If, however, I purchase the inside of the animal by weight, then halacha l'maaseh, give the matnos kuhuna, and I subtract off the matnos kuna from the purchase price. Says the Gemara, here we go. V'amai, yavoa alav koin mishneit tzadim. So remember again, we're focusing on the first case. The first case was, there was a bechor animal which gets mixed in with 99 other animals. What did the Mishnah say? If halacha l'maaseh says 100 people shechting, each shechting their own animal, then ultimately no one has to separate out matnos kuna. Because each one could claim that their animal is the Bechor animal. If it's one person shechting all 100 animals, then at most he could claim that's what? That one of them is the Bechor, but the rest of them will be subject to Matnos Kuna. Says the Gemara, I don't understand. What is happening over here? Why, if it's 100 people, are all of them potter from Matnos Kuna? After all, Yavo Alav Koin Mishneit Stadin, let the Kohen come at them from two ends. Valei Malei, let the Kohen say, I Bechor Hu. If the animal is a bechor, then kula didei, then the whole animal is mine. Ve'ilav bechorhu havli masanoi. All right, not, if the animal is not a bechor, then give me my matanos. I'm supposed to say, what the Gemara is saying over here is, I don't understand. What do you mean that if it's one person shechting all of them, that everything is potter? The Kohen has a double claim. If memanav shach, if you claim that your animal is the bechor, then what says the Kohen? Then what says the Kohen? It's mine. It's all mine. If you say the animal is not a bechor, then at least what? Give me my matanos. And the Kohen could say that on every single animal. So Amud Beis will say, Amar Rav Oshia, Am Kuf Lamed Beis, Amud Beis 132b, Amar Rav Oshia, Beva Lidei Kohen Umachra Liyisrael B'mumo. Okay, so Rav Oshia took a very specific case that what happened. The bechor ultimately, again, was given to the Kohen. And what happened? It developed a mum. And the Kohen sold it to Yisrael. That's the case. So this was an animal which was a bechor, was given to a Kohen, developed a mum, and the Kohen therefore went ahead and what? Sold it. So I'll say that's the case over here. So this animal, interestingly enough, is a type of animal which, although it was a bechor, no longer has kedushas bechor, and also is not subject to matnos kuhuna. So I'll say that's the case over here, where if this animal gets mixed up with other animals, if it's one person shechting all 100 animals, so pretty much he could exempt himself from anything. Because every animal there's the possibility he could say, this is the Bechor animal. And if it's the Bechor animal in this specific context, that animal ultimately again will be potter from matanos. Good. Hashochet l'koin ulo obid kuchalim potter min matanos. We'll say, listen to this next case. So this next case is, you shecht for a coin. So we'll say this, I'm a butcher. Suppose I'm a butcher. I'm shechting the animal for a kohen or for an akum. What's the halacha? Pater from matanos. Says the Gemara. V'lisnei kohen va'ovid kochavim p'turim min matanos. So why does it say? So what the Gemara asks over here is, why are you phrasing it is as if someone shechts for the kohen or for the ovid kochavim? Why don't you just say simpler that a Kohen and an Ovid Kochavim are pater from Matanos? right? Why are you making this about the butcher, about the shochet, right? Make this about, if you're shechting, meaning, let's say the idea over here is, right, what's the point the Gemara is making? That a Kohen and an Akum are not subject to matanos. They don't have to separate out matanos. So obviously, if you're shechting for a Kohen or for an Akum, you're shechting it on their behalf. So state, both a Kohen and an Akum are exempt from matanos. Watch this. Amar Rava, this is actually incredible. Zoso meres hadin im hatzaboch. People say, what does this teach us? This teaches us that halacha lemaisa, we just had before in the previous sogya, that the claim for matanos is against the butcher. That's who has the claim of matanos. Since the butcher is the one who's preparing the animal, the obligation to dispense the matanos, or I should say the claim of the coin for matanos, goes against the butcher. Look at Rashi. Zosomeres, last of the wide lines on top. Zosomeres, masnisin diktania shochet asalashmina de ba'amo. Right, when you are shechting an animal, so the claim of matanos is against the butcher. So the Gemara says, "Dino shall coin the tiba matnosav min atabach." Bahacha kevan shav behemo shall coin ba'obid kochavim hu pater hatabach min matanos. So we'll say, therefore, again, the Mishnah is teaching that normally the claim for matanos is against the butcher, and therefore, if the animal is being shechted for a Kohen or for an Akum, so the Taboch is potter from that, from those Matanos. So the Gemara says, Darash Rava, Me'i Sa'am, V'lo Me'i Sa'kohanim. So that Rava Darshan, the Pasuk says, I'm talking about Matanos. Who do you take Matanos from? Me'i Sa'am, from the nation. From the nation means, but not from Kohanim. So both remember again, we said this before, that Aloch Lema'isa Kohanim lo Ikru Am, therefore, there is no obligation of Kohanim to go ahead and separate out Matanos for other Kohanim. That's the halacha. So the Gemara says, Kishu Omer Me'iz Zov Chayazevah. But yet when the Pasuk says, from those who go ahead and slaughter the animal, Hevi Omer Afilu Tabach Kohen B'mashma. I would have thought that what? That halacha l'maisa, this includes even a Kohen butcher. Right, look at Rashi. Kishu Omer Me'iz Zov Chayazemach. Kilomar Mishu Vafilo Kohen LaHavi Kohen Shenaaseh Tabach Limkar Avala Behema Shu Shochet L'Tzarcho Pater. See, I will say, but see, here's what's interesting. If the animal is being shechted for the Kohen himself, then everyone will agree that Halacha L'Maisa, the animal is pater from Matanos. However, again, if the Kohen is the Shochet, then I will say, just because the Kohen is the Shochet, does not exempt the animal from Matanos. Right? If the Kohen is the Shochet, and ultimately you're shechting it on behalf of someone else, that animal will in fact be subject to Matanos, based on the phrase, Me'ez Zov Chayazavach. So also, the Gemara tells an interesting story. Ushbezichne Rabbi Tavla, Kohen Hava. I will say, so the Ushbezichne means the host, meaning Rabbi Tavla was like staying by an inn, and the innkeeper of Rabbi Tavla, the innkeeper, was a Kohen. Vavadachik le milsa. And he fell on hard financial times, right? Ultimately, again, he was struggling financially. So what happened? Asla kamid Rabbi Tavla. So he comes before Rabbi Tavla, and he asks Rabbi Tavla for a financial itza. Rabbi, give me a financial itza. Amrle. So Rabbi Tavla tells him something very interesting. Tells him, zil ishtatif bahad tabchi di Yisrael. Here's what you should do. Go into business with the Yisrael butcher. Go into business with the Yisrael butcher. Demigo demifteri mimatanto mishtatvi bahadach. So I will say, because there is a great reason to go into business if you're a butcher with a coin. Why? Because if you are a butcher with a coin, I will say, then what? Then halacha lemaisa, if you're a butcher with a coin, then I will say that what that does is that exempts you from matanos. That exempts you from matanos. Look at Rashi. Rashi says over here, "Demigo de patras lehu mimatanto mizroa lechayayin v'kiva k'tarminu mesnisin hamishtante v'man patamin matas." So remember again, what did we learn in the Mishnah? We learned in the Mishnah that if you are a partner with a coin in an animal, then what? You are exempt from matanos. So Rabbi Tavla tells this innkeeper, "I have a great business plan for you. Go into business with the Yisrael butcher. any Yisrael will gladly accept you as a business partner. Why? Because halacha lemaisa, if you have a kohen as a business partner, you're pater from matanos. If you're pater from matanos, suddenly again, you have an incredible, you have additional amount of meat that you have the ability to sell. To which the Gemara says, so Chai be Rav Nachman. So nevertheless, so Rav Nachman heard about this arrangement, and he said to this Yisrael, no, you're obligated to separate out matanos, ultimately again, from your animal. Amarle, Vaha Rabbi Tavla Patron, says his Rebbe, but Rabbi Tavla said that I'm Pater. Rabbi Tavla said that if I'm Meshtatef with the Kohen, I am Pater from matanos. Amarle, Zil Apik, stop it. Right, zil apik means get Rabbi Tavla out of here. Rashi says zil apik hotzi osa matanos yadcha mitachas yadcha v'sitin koin. Dispense those matanos. Apik means literally take them out. Take those matanos that you have not yet dispensed and give them to the koin. V'ilo, and if you don't v'ilo mafkino lacha Rabbi Tavla me'olnech, and if you don't, I'm going to take Rabbi Tavla out of your ears. So we'll say what that means is please go ahead and dispense the matanos. And if you don't, ultimately, again, what I will do is I will disprove all of Rabbi Tavla's proofs. Azul Rabbi Tavla, Kameid Rav Nachman. Suppose this gets back to Rabbi Tavla. Suppose this is really very interesting. So remember again, you have Rabbi Tavla encouraging the Yisrael to get into business with the Kohen, because if Yisrael is mishtatif with the Kohen, the animal is pata from Matanos. Rabbi Nachman says, no, you are still chayiv in Matanos. So the innkeeper is in the middle of all of this. So he tells Rabbi Tavla what happened. Azul Rabbi Tavla came to Rav Nachman. So Rabbi Tavla comes to Rav Nachman to find out what's going on. Amalei, my time of in Marhachi. Why, Rabbi Nachman, are you telling this Yisrael that if he's in business with the coin, that he's chayiv in matanos? It's not true. Amalei said to him, Dechi asa Rabbi Acha Brachanina Midroma, Amar Rabbi Yishov and Levi, Ziknei Daram Arumu. Because the elders of the south said as follows. Kohen tabach, which for us, if you have a kohen who's a butcher, shtayim v'shalosh shabasos potem min hamatanos. For 2 or 3 weeks that he first starts up as a butcher, he's potem from matanos. Mikan ve'elech chayim matanos. But from this point forward, he's chayim in matanos. So we'll say, you hear this incredible halacha, if a kohen opens up, right, he begins to be a butcher, right? So the halacha is for the first 2-3 weeks that he's a butcher, he's potem from matanos. From that point and forward, he's chayim matanos. We'll say, what's going on over here? It's actually quite amazing. Look at Rashi. Shtayim v'shal shabasos patim min matanos. V'sitam l'kohen. Acher mishum da'akanti lo kaviyah. Ve'inan yodin sha'adayin l'tabach. Ava mikan ve'elech chayim hol v'kaviyah. Listen to this. When a kohen starts off being a butcher, Silvo said in the beginning, he may not sell his meat. If he doesn't end up selling his meat, then what? What is he going to do with it? He's going to eat it himself. If he eats it himself, it's his own shchita. Is a kohen chayiv to go ahead and separate out matanos from his own shchita? No. Therefore, again, for the first couple of weeks that he's a butcher, he doesn't have to separate matanos because there's a strong probability he's going to end up eating a lot of what he shechts. After 2 or 3 weeks, the halacha is he has to go ahead and start separating out matanos. Why, Rabosai? Because the assumption is that what's going to happen after a couple of weeks, he's going to be selling it to Yisraelim, to other people. And therefore, again, remember, the obligation to separate out the matanos is on the butcher. Meaning the only time a kohen is exempt from matanos, we'll say, is when he's acting for himself. If a kohen is a butcher and is selling meat for commercial purposes, of course he has an obligation to separate out matanos. Amar lei, so Rabbi Tavla says, okay, but avad lemar mias krabi acha brachanina. So Rabbi Tavla says to Rav Nachman, okay, I understand, but at least go ahead and give this guy then a couple of weeks. Right? Give him a couple of weeks of shechting without separating out matanos. Why are you telling him that he has to separate out matanos right now? Future Rabbi Nachman responds, Amalei, Hani mili de lo kava masachta, aval hacha ha kava masachta. That's only, when do we give the butcher 2 or 3 weeks, you're both saying? When he doesn't have a storefront. He doesn't have a storefront. So where does he, you know, like every good butcher starts out, of the garage, the backyard, the basement, right? So both saying, so that's when he needs a couple of weeks to get himself established. When you have a storefront, and everyone else from the beginning that you are selling for commercial purposes, you have an obligation to start separating out matanos immediately. This guy, this innkeeper, was already operating out of a storefront now, and therefore is chayiv to separate out matanos already now. So this is a very very important distinction. Now what we've seen over here is that halacha l'maisa, the p'tur for a kohen, not to separate out matanos, is only when he's shechting for his own purposes. But if he's shechting for commercial purposes with the idea of selling, then indeed he is chayv to separate out matanos. Amar Rav Chisda, hay kohana, v'lo mafrish masanta, l'havi b'shamta delekei Yisrael. So what Rav Chisda says, these kohanim, who do not go ahead and separate out matanos, Rashi says, l'koin acher, for other kohanim. So these kohanim who shecht for commercial purposes, who do not separate out matanos, they should be excommunicated. Amar Rav Barav Shila, hani tamchi dehutzel, kaimi b'shamta d'Rav Chisda esim v'tartin shnim. Indeed, these butchers in the city of Hutzel were already excommunicated for 22 years. They were in a state of excommunication for 22 years because halacha l'maisa, they were not going ahead and separating out matanos. L'may hilchasa. So first of all, why are you telling me 22 years? Meaning, what does that matter to us that it's 22 years? I'll tell you why. Ilema d'su lo mishamtin aluhu. Maybe you'll say because more than that, right, halacha l'maisa, maybe once someone's excommunicated for 22 years, we don't excommunicate them any longer. Well, that's not true. V'hatanya b'medra amurim, when is this so, right, that we don't go ahead, the sulam shamtina, that we don't perpetuate excommunication, the mitzos lo sase. The Rebbe said that's only when it comes ultimately again to prohibitions, right, that ultimately again, the halacha l'maisa, if we go ahead and we try to compel someone not to commit averos, but they still continue to commit averos, so we use excommunication as a tool to get people to stop doing averos. If a person keeps on doing it, we stop excommunicating them. Aval b'mitzvos aseh, when it comes to positive commandments, kagon. This is actually amazing. Kagon. Omrim lo las aseh sukkah ve'ino oseh. We tell a guy, make a sukkah, and he doesn't do it. Oseh, right? Lulav. Take a lulav ve'ino oseh, he doesn't do it. Oseh, right? Ve'ino oseh. Tzitzis ve'ino oseh. First wide line of oseh. Kaflam ve'ezim ve'ez. Put on tzitzis, and he doesn't do it. Makin osa ad shetetze nasho. We beat him up until again, literally again, he's ready to die. So we'll say, so what does that mean? So again, remember, in all of these cases, what it's saying over here is we use compulsion when ultimately, again, there is a benefit to it. So getting the person to do the mitzvah. For those sases, unfortunately, if a person perpetuates it, our excommunication is going to be the least of his problems because a lot of those low sases carries with them death penalties. So Rabbi says, so therefore again, we see that we do perpetuate a state of shamta. So what does it mean when we say that the people of Hutzel were in a state of excommunication for 22 years, the butchers? Ella, the kansina luhu b'lasrei. So Rabbi says, rather what it means is as follows. That halacha l'maisa, when someone is in such a long state of excommunication, of shamta, that we go ahead and we penalize them, or as we fine them even without prior warning. They will say, under normal circumstances, to financially penalize someone requires prior warning. When you've been in such a perpetuated state of shamta excommunication, we could knas you. We could financially penalize you even without prior warning. Kihad derava, kanis atama. So we'll say, as ultimately again, Rava used to go ahead and halach al-maisa for butchers who would not go ahead and separate that matnos kuna, he would seize the entire leg from them. Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak kanis glima. Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak again used to go ahead and what? Used to go ahead and seize the cloak, right, under certain circumstances as a knas. Va'amar Rav Chisda zrol le'echad. We'll say one more line. Va'amar Rav Chisda said zrol le'echad ve'kevel le'echad l'chayim l'shnayim. The halacha is Rabbi say, this is actually very interesting. You don't have to give all of the matnos kahuna to one kohen. Instead, you could divide it up. You give the zra'ah to one, the keva to one, and the jaw you could split into two, give to two kohanim. Is that true, Ini? V'haki as Rav Yitzchak bar Yosef amar b'ma'arava pagina luhu garma garma. Yet in Eretz Yisrael, they would split each part of the matanos, right? The zra'ah, the lechayayim, and the keva, each part into two. To which the Gemara says, yes, hasam bidatura. That's with a large animal. With a large ox, you could split each part of the matanos into two pieces and give that to two kohanim. With a smaller animal, I'll say the matanos have to be something respectable. So the small animal, you could give zroah to one, lechayayim to one, or lechayayim to two, and keva to one. With a large animal, you could even split the zroah into two, the lechayayim into two, and the keva into two. Amar Rabbi Rachanan Rabbi Yochanan. So comes on Rabbi Rachana and says, you are not permitted to eat from an animal that has not had its matanos separated. Amr Rabbi Rachana, Rabbi Yochanan, Furthermore, he said that if you eat from an animal that has not had its matanos ultimately removed from it, it's like you're eating tevel. Rabbi said the halacha does not follow this opinion, and indeed the halacha is, although it is ideal to remove the matnos kuna before partaking of the animal, ultimately, again, if you did not, it is not usher to consume the animal. All right, so we'll stop over here for today. We'll pick up with Rav Chisda Mirtz Hashem tomorrow.